I believe in miracles. The English word miracle comes from the Greek word dynamis or dynamite. And so a miracle is a powerful, mighty, wonderful work that is beyond the reach of man that only God can do. The same word is used in Romans 1:16, where the Bible says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power," the same word as miracle, "of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." The Bible records 35 different miracles, and I know people count them a different way, but 35 different miracles that Jesus performed. But no doubt he performed many more. I mean, I think in the Bible we're given, some of the ones that he performed, but not all of them. In fact, in the book of John, it says, "And many, many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name." And if you look at the miracles in the Bible and you look at what that verse says, miracles mainly were done by Jesus to prove that he was the Christ, to prove he was the Messiah, to prove he was the Son of God, and that we can put our faith in him and have the salvation that the Bible talks about. Now, a secondary reason for many of the miracles is to meet a need in somebody's life. And so, again, when he caused the blind to see, he met a need in a person's life. When he caused the deaf to hear, he met a need in a person's life. When he fed the hungry, he met a need in many people's life. When he raised the dead, he met a need in a family's life as he raised those back from the dead. But tonight, I have a real simple message. I want to mention five miracles that I believe in. Now, again, a miracle is a work of God. A miracle is beyond the ability of man. And so tonight, I want to tell you about five miracles that I believe that God is still working today. Number one, I believe in the miracle of God's Word. I believe that this book that we have, our Bible, is a work of God beyond the work of men. I believe every time I pick this book up, I am reading from a miracle. I am reading from a power, again, that goes beyond earthly ability, that only comes from God in heaven. This book is a miracle in its inspiration. Literally, it is God's Word. From Genesis to Revelation, everything in between is God-breathed. Holy men of old spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. In 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. In 2 Peter 1:21, "For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." And so it was a miracle that the God of creation, the God, the omnipotent God, would choose to use men to record his word. And it's a miracle that they wrote down exactly what God told them to write. Only a miracle of God can bring that about. And then I believe it's miraculous in its preservation. Just as God gave it to men, I believe that he has preserved it in the form he wants us to have. And I can have the very words of God today. I believe that's a miracle. The Bible says in Psalm 12, verses 6 and 7, "The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from the generation forever." And so the Bible tells us that it has been preserved miraculously by God. 1 Peter 1:25, "But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you." God wrote it. God preserves it, and I believe that that was a miracle of him. It was beyond the ability of man. Only God could do that. Again, we know he used 40 different men. over a period of 1,500 years to pen the Bible. But there's no errors. There's no mistakes. There's no contradictions. Every one of the prophecies in the Old Testament was fulfilled in the New. Men could not do that. You could not get 40 men over a period of 1,500 years with their efforts to write a book as perfect, as true, as reliable, both spiritually, physically, scientifically, any way you want to look at it. You could not get men to do that. It could only be done by a God in heaven. We have a miraculous book. We hold a miraculous book. We read a miraculous book every time we open the Word of God. Only God could do it. I believe in the miracle of God's word. Number two, I believe in the miracle of God's creation. In Psalm 19, verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Psalm 139, verse 14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Look around at creation. And remember, what we see around us is not the result of a big bang, as some people want us to believe. I always want to ask the big bang theorist, where'd the big bang come from? I mean, if you don't believe in a God that created the world, who made the big bang? Where'd that come from? I believe in the Genesis account of creation. I believe that God spoke everything into existence. There was nothing made until he got to his final act of creation from anything else. God spoke and it came to be. He said, let there be light, and there was light. Let there be a firmament, and there was a firmament. Let there be a sun, moon, and the stars, and all the vegetation and the trees and all the animals. Everything God spoke into existence. Man can't do that. I mean, I can speak, but I can't create anything out of nothing. You can speak. You can't create anything out of nothing. Only God could do that. It's beyond the power of man. I was thinking about it a couple of weeks ago. The only thing that God got his hands dirty with was when he made us. He created man out of the dust of the ground. And then the Bible says he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And listen to this. And man became a living soul. Amen. A living soul. A soul that's gonna live forever. A soul that's never going to know an end. Now, stop and think about that. To take a bunch of dirt, form it into a man, and then to breathe into his nostrils, and that clump of dirt becomes something that will last forever. Only God could do that. It's beyond, way beyond the ability of man. I feel sorry for these people that believe in evolution. I feel sorry for these people that you're still looking for the missing link. The missing link's going to be missing forever because there ain't no missing link. Not good English, but good preaching. Amen? I believe in a God that made everything, and he made us. I believe in the miracle of creation. Number three, I believe in the miracle of the resurrection. I believe in the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ. I like what it said there in the end of verse 24 where we read our scripture reading. Whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. They crucified Christ. They laid him in a tomb. They sealed that tomb. They posted Roman soldiers around that tomb because Jesus had said, hey, you go ahead and kill this body in 3 days, it'll rise again. So the Jewish religious leaders didn't want to take any chances. They went to the Roman governor. He said, you need to seal the tomb. You need to post a guard. Otherwise, his disciples are going to come and steal his body. And then the tale is going to go forth that he's resurrected from the dead. Well, despite all their efforts, despite the most powerful army that existed in the world, besides the most powerful government that existed in the world at that time, the Roman Empire, the Roman army, on resurrection morning, the stone was rolled away, not so Jesus could get out, but so that we could see he wasn't there anymore. We sing that song. We usually sing it at Easter, but it's a good song all throughout the year. Death cannot hold his prey. Jesus, my Savior, he tore the bars away. Jesus, my Lord, up from the grave he rose. With a mighty triumph over his foes, he arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose. Hallelujah, Christ arose. One day we're going to get to go to heaven. We're going to get to take part in that resurrection. We're going to live with him forever. That's a miracle of God. That's beyond the power of man. We couldn't do anything like that. Only God could. I believe in the miracle of the resurrection. Number four, I believe in the miracle of salvation. Every saved person here tonight is a miracle of God. We couldn't save ourselves. We were sinners. We were sinners. We were separated from God because of our sin. There was nothing worthy that would deserve God's love for sinners. But while we were yet sinners, he commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, he sent Jesus to die for us. It's a miracle. The Bible says, not of works, lest any man should boast. There's nothing we can do to wrought salvation in our life. There's nothing we can do to make ourselves right with God. There's nothing we can do to pay the price that we owe for our sin. Beyond the ability of man, only the power of God could accomplish. We read that verse from Romans when we started out, Romans 1:16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. It's a miracle of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, the Jew first, and also to the Greek. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I've seen the change that salvation has brought to different people's lives. I've seen homes that were broken put back together because Jesus came into that home. I've seen hard-hearted men who didn't want anything to do, like Sue was talking about that atheist that she and Don met, didn't want anything to do with God, broken, crying like a baby because they recognized there was a God in heaven who loved them and sent his son to die in their place. I've seen people transform, change. We sing that song, what a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. And those changes were miracles of God. We could not wrought them on our own. They're beyond the power of man, but not beyond the power of God. I believe in the miracle of salvation. And then number five, I believe in the miracle of God's provision. Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Notice the words in that verse. My God shall. Not maybe, not might, not perhaps, but my God shall supply all your need. Not some, not a few, not most. But everything we need, God promises, I'll supply it. Now listen, that's a miracle from God. For somebody to be able to say, hey, I will, no doubt, I will give you everything you need. I can't make that promise to anybody and keep it. You can't either. Beyond our ability. We don't know what each other needs, what each others need. We don't. I mean, some things we can discern if we get to know that person and talk to them, but we don't know everything everybody needs. But God does, and he promises, I will supply all your need according to his riches in glory. Oh, the riches of God. That's a miracle in itself. the fact that he has riches stored up ready to bestow on his children to meet our need by Christ Jesus. Jesus was talking to a crowd who was actually in the Sermon on the Mount. He said, I don't want you to worry about tomorrow. I don't want you to worry about what you're going to eat. I don't want you to worry about what you're going to wear. I know that you have need of all those things. I know. Again, he was telling us that we have a God that knows everything we need. And he said this, you seek my kingdom first, and all these other things will be added unto you. All these things, everything that we need. Now again, we don't always get everything we want. I'm glad we don't. Some things we want would get us into trouble. Some things we want, God knows we don't really need. But he'll give us everything we need by his riches in glory. Amen. Through Christ Jesus. You think you have a need bigger than God's riches? You think you have a need that will exhaust the store in heaven? No way. No way. His riches far exceed every need that we have. And he'll meet those needs through Christ Jesus. I believe in miracles because I believe in God. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for everything that we've experienced tonight. What a wonderful service. And I pray now that as we come to this part of the service, if you're speaking to someone, if they have a decision they need to make, maybe it's for salvation. I think everybody here is saved, but I don't know for sure. And maybe there's somebody here that needs to ask Jesus to be their Savior. Maybe there's a Christian here that you're speaking to about something in their life that they need to make a decision. And I pray that they would use this time to make that decision. Just be in this time of invitation. Use it, Father, as you see fit. Help us to be obedient as the Holy Spirit leads. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.